Well, the words of the Our Father, the St. Luke's version that we just heard, it's a little different than St. Matthew's, are God's own instructions to us on prayer. And they're worth studying and thinking about deeply because they show us that God and how God wants us to approach Him and to be with Him in prayer, how to pray. But you know, Jesus realizes that we are human beings and we tend to fall into routine, and so He also teaches us two different attitudes that should form the background of our prayer life. And the first one is what? It's persistence, just what Jesus talked about in His parable. Persistence. If we are persistent in prayer, as the friend was persistent in the parable, we give God more freedom to act in our lives because our desires are more in sync with what God wants for us. And the second attitude is confidence. And since we live in a fallen world, we sometimes project our own imperfections onto God. We think that He, like us, is selfish, easily angered, and resentful, for instance. And as a result, we hesitate to open our hearts to Him in prayer. But you know, Jesus really tears down those misconceptions. God is our Father, a better Father than even the very best fathers on earth. And so if earthly fathers know how to be generous and wise with their children, well, how do you think God is going to be towards us? Even far greater. St. Augustine understood Christian prayer. He had learned all about it from his mother, St. Monica, who spent almost 20 years praying for him, for his conversion. And this experience helped him to understand why God doesn't always give us what we ask for right away. And we live in a Burger King culture where everybody wants it my way and right away. And that's what we're used to for many things. And when we let that creep into our spiritual life, we're just going to sink. But St. Augustine says that by inviting us to be persistent, God is strengthening our hearts, making them able to receive even more grace. And he compares it to stretching a burlap bag so that you can stuff more grain in it, for instance, right up to the top. And then he says, St. Augustine says this, in the same way, by delaying the fulfillment of desire, God stretches it. By making us desire, he expands the soul. And by this expansion, he increases its capacity. Its capacity for what? Its capacity for God. Another thing is this. Everyone wants to pray. I think everyone prays in one way or another, but I don't know one person on earth who is satisfied by the way they pray. And one of the problems we have in the way we live today is that our lives are really out of balance with nature, out of balance with the flow of the seasons, out of balance with work, relaxation, you know, those kinds of things. Because we live in a technological and a mechanized world, and we think that's how I guess all of our life should be. But the thing is this, Christian prayer, something confident, persistent, personal conversation with God, is one of the ways God keeps us human in living in our world today. Whenever we turn to God in prayer, we put our minds and hearts in contact with the very source of life and beauty and truth. And that refreshes the human soul, just as sometimes when your computer's not working right, you have to reboot your computer to get everything working together again. And so too, when stress and discouragement and frustration start to clog our circuits, so to speak, we need to reboot. And how do we do that? Through prayer. Prayer. Prayer helps us to get our life in order. And so our response to today's gospel is to renew our commitment to taking time every day to pray, to reboot our souls every morning and evening so that our lives can run more smoothly the way God designed them to run.